I respect this team, and you should as well. Call Noble Gold right now. Tell them you heard about investing on my show, and they'll find the right plan for your budget. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com. NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Brr, it's starting to get colder, but I'm always hesitant to turn on the heater for the first time every winter. This year, I'm more confident. I called Home Air Conditioning at 702-878-8367. They came over, did a 21-point safety and efficiency check on my system for just $59, and their technicians are so helpful. With Home Air, it's not a sales pitch like at most national chains and box stores. Call Danny. She can set up a safety inspection for residents all over the Vegas Valley. That's Home Air Conditioning at 702-878-8367, or go to HomeAirLV.com, license 51.
Call the experts at Home Air Conditioning.
Don't let the sharks take advantage of you before you overpay that national chain or big box store. Call Home Air Conditioning for an estimate on a new air conditioning system with easy financing available. Apply online at HomeAirLV.com. And remember, at Home Air Conditioning, second opinions are always free. Call Danny at 702-878-8367. License number 51994. Call 702-878-8367.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. Joe Biden is now the 46th president of the United States, being sworn in just before 12 noon on the steps of the U.S. Capitol. After a trip to Arlington National Cemetery to lay a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, he then entered the White House as president and signed his first executive orders, the first about the pandemic.
It's requiring, as I said all along, where I have authority, mandating masks be worn, social distancing be kept on federal property, on interstate commerce, etc. This is the first one I'm signing.
Wearing a mask while seated behind the Resolute desk, the president also signed an order reentering the U.S. into the Paris Climate Accord. History has been made with the swearing-in of Vice President Kamala Harris. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The 56-year-old Harris is the first female American vice president and the first woman of color to hold the position.
Kamala Davie Harris, I solemnly swear
that I will support and defend.
Harris was sworn in by Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor, breaking a barrier that had been in place for more than two centuries. After taking the oath of office, Harris hugged her husband, Douglas Emhoff, and gave President Joe Biden a fist bump. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Meanwhile, former Vice President Mike Pence is headed back to his hometown of Columbus, Indiana, southeast of Indianapolis. Congressman Greg Pence says he's not sure what his brother plans to do back home again in Indiana.
He was busy trying to do the right thing out in Washington, which I think he absolutely did. He's a hero for what he did. But I don't think he's really looked forward. I know he has some duties, some transition duties that he'll be attending to, but I think in the short term he's going to take some time off.
The Pences were at the inauguration of President Biden today. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 257 points. The NASDAQ rose 260. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Excuse me, why don't you have life insurance yet?
I've got diabetes, and I know the price will be through the roof for the pre-existing condition.
Well, actually, SelectQuote makes it easy to get very affordable life insurance, even if you have a health issue.
I'm listening.
You'll get quotes from some of the country's most trusted carriers. Even with your diabetes, you can get around $250,000 in insurance for as little as a dollar a day.
That would be amazing. What's it called again?
SelectQuote. Just call or go to SelectQuote.com to get your free quote. Get the coverage you need at a price you can afford. Call 1-800-694-1010 or go to SelectQuote.com today. That's 1-800-694-1010 or SelectQuote.com. SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Get full details on example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Monthly premiums vary based on health, company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
A special message to all my friends who own and operate small businesses. Hey, Kevin Wall here. When was the last time you evaluated your insurance policy? Hey, the world has changed in the last year, but has your commercial insurance kept up? That's where my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance are ready to help you and your small business. Blue Sky Insurance offers fresh solutions for general liability, workers' compensation, and something new, cyber insurance. Make a New Year's resolution to review the plan that will protect your business and your income in the year 2021 and beyond. This small business insurance review from Blue Sky Insurance could actually save you money. And the consultation is absolutely free. It won't cost you a dime. I've been a client of Blue Sky Insurance for 3+ years. Their customer service is incredible. Just call or text Blue Sky Insurance at 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Or check it out online at blueskylv.com.
It's 3:04. This KMZQ Newsflash is powered by Mr. Law, your authority for divorce, personal injury, and probate. I'm Jim Dallas. Governor Sisolak has a 5-point plan for the post-pandemic Nevada. Now the Silver State will navigate its way through the COVID-19 outbreak and emerge stronger and more vibrant. Delivering his second State of the State address in a 30-minute taped speech, the governor said the programs could generate hundreds of thousands of new jobs. Sisolak's plans include an injection of funding for infrastructure capital projects, including broadband, renewable energy, and road improvements. The governor did not avoid talking about the ongoing challenges still posed by the coronavirus outbreak, summarizing vaccination efforts and plans to return students and teachers back to the classrooms. State spending will shrink by 2% over the next couple of years. According to the governor's latest budget plan, the governor's proposed general budget of almost $8.7 billion is $187 million less than the current budget. The governor said he is committed to staying flexible and working closely with the state legislature. In the final hours of his term, President Trump pardoned and commuted the sentences of 143 people, including his former chief strategist, Steve Bannon, and no big winner. In last night's Mega Millions drawing, it's now worth $970 million.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Well, overall, as we check out our traffic cams, we're moving right along on area freeways. There's just some congestion there on the 15 northbound at Blue Diamond. Also, you touch the brakes there, 515 west at Tropicana. And no restrictions through the Spaghetti Bowl, 95 east at the 15 or the 515 west.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes? He now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do, when he follows through, the exact opposite.
Check it out!
COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. You think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right. To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people.
Number one.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local for a Wednesday, a hump day, inauguration day here in America as Joe Biden became the 46th president of the United States. It was a weird looking inaugural. It just was. We'll talk about it with Chuck Muth, with Paul Enos from Nevada Trucking. Also, the chair of the Nevada Republican Party, Michael McDonald, looking back. And I want to spend some time looking forward, too. We'll do that coming up in just a bit. First, though, Chuck Muth joins us, the president of Citizen Outreach. And I'm not sure how much of the speech you got to see. I'm sure you've heard some of the clips. Unity, one of the themes. Is that possible in this divisive environment we live in now?
Nope. Not even a chance, not a prayer in Hades of that happening, especially as long as they're going to continue to try to impeach and convict President Trump, even though he is out of office now. That is not the sign of unity. I did not watch the speech today. I didn't, far better things to do, but from everything that I've read, I didn't see anywhere in there at all where Joe Biden told Congress, stand down, forget this, it's over, let's put it behind us. And frankly, millions and millions and millions of Trump supporters all across the country who have been a witness to what the left has done to this man for the past 5 years are not going to simply let it go at this point. Whether or not there was fraud in the election or not, everybody knows that was not a fair election. Everybody knows what the fake news media and big tech did. At least, I would even say the Biden people know it. They just don't care. But the Trump supporters, no. They're not going to sit back and just let them do, all is forgiven, all is forgotten. Let's just go on hand in hand. Can't we all just get along? Not going to happen.
Chris Wallace, in case you're wondering, Chris Wallace, who is the host of Fox News Sunday, said that it was the best speech he has ever seen, ever. Any surprise there?
The surprise is that he's still getting a paycheck. I think Chris Wallace's days are numbered at Fox News. There's already been significant changes being made in their newsroom. Whether you believe in the fair and balanced tagline of Fox News or not, everybody knows that Fox News was the alternative to CNN and the mainstream media, and Fox News went, they drank the Kool-Aid. And Chris Wallace was the worst. The Trump supporters have not forgotten when Chris Wallace teamed up with Joe Biden 2-on-1 versus Donald Trump in that first debate. And I'll be surprised if Chris Wallace is still with Fox News very much longer.
I want to ask you about the 74 million people that voted for Trump and what they do now. And should they be awaiting marching orders from the commander, their commander-in-chief, Donald J. Trump? And do you think he will?
No, I'm with Richard Viguerie, who is known as the funding father. He pioneered direct mail fundraising for conservative causes, back in the 70s, I guess, early 80s. One thing I remember in my conversations with Richard that he's fond of saying is, do not wait for orders from above. You know what you need to do. Go out and just do it. Don't ask for permission. Don't ask for direction. Just go out and do it. And I think, Kevin, what conservatives need to do, and I'm not saying that President Trump won't still be actively involved and engage his folks. He will, and they will respond. But we really, really, really need to focus on, the national election's over. Biden is now sworn in. He's the president. We need to start looking at cleaning up our own house here in Nevada and here locally. We've got our own problems that are of our own making with our own elected representatives, especially the legislature, which is going to go into session in 2 weeks. Huge problems, huge challenges facing us, and Republicans and conservatives need to engage at the local and state level. What's going to happen at the national level, you don't really have as much of an influence or an impact or ability to make change, but you absolutely can at the local and state level, and that's where we need to put our focus.
Chuck Muth joining us, the president of Citizen Outreach. The next session begins February 1. Committees are already meeting. We had the State of the State last night. What did you think of King Sisolak?
Nothing surprising. I did not watch the speech. I read the transcript and followed it on Twitter. I wasn't somewhere where I could listen to him, thank goodness. And I've never understood why he hasn't done this all along. He's just terrible on camera, and he's terrible at reading a speech or a teleprompter. So just go ahead and put it in writing and put it out and let us just read it at our own leisure. But, I read through it, and it was just pablum. It was the same old stuff that we've been hearing. And it's not a surprise that what happened during COVID, there was tremendous reduction in tax revenue. The legislature met in a special session in July. They adjusted the current budget, reduced and cut some costs and spending. And then here we are, still right in the middle of COVID. Things aren't any better. We're still locked down to different degrees, and yet he's increasing spending over what they cut it to last July. And this is just what the left does. They refuse to look at the budget and do what Sisolak like did to the private sector by declaring this is essential and this is non-essential, and whatever is non-essential should either be eliminated or reduced, and that is not what this governor is going to do. He wants to have his cake and eat it too.
And by the way, the thing I hated most about the speech was that he blamed everybody else. He blamed the federal government for their slow response to the COVID-19, to the vaccine rollout. He blamed the federal government for everything and took no credit or blame at all himself.
Yeah, and a lot of this is on him. These are decisions that he made. He made them unilaterally. He refused to consult with the legislature, about the emergency orders and what he was doing. And the legislature, of course, is in Democrat control, his party, and so they just let him get away with it. But he no longer, to kind of borrow Richard Nixon's old phrase, you don't have Donald Trump to kick around anymore. You can't blame Donald Trump. Joe Biden is now in charge. And so you guys own it. Now let's see what they do with it.
And just going back to the speech today by the new president, he also signed executive actions. Nothing that I think is going to impact you and me. They're going to rejoin the World Health Organization. Paris Peace Accords are back on. And he's doing a mask mandate on federal property, which I believe might also include federal lands. So there is a new mask mandate, but I think in most federal buildings, in most businesses, people are wearing masks. So I'm not sure that those 17 executive actions that were signed today by the new president are going to mean that much. Is it?
No, I'm with you on those. The one that could have an effect on all of us was the executive order to shut down the Keystone pipeline. That's going to drive up energy costs. Gasoline prices are already on the rise, I noticed today.
Yeah, me too.
It's just going to get worse. Donald Trump finally made us energy independent, and Joe Biden appears to be intent on making us energy dependent again, and it's going to cost all of us more.
More coming up with Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach, as we continue. It is Wednesday. It's hump day. It's inauguration day on AM 670 KMZQ.
Same great shows, new times. Wake up with Mike Gallagher weekday mornings from 6 to 9. Heidi Harris from 9 to noon. And Charlie Kirk from noon to 3. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Open enrollment is here, and choosing a healthcare program is an important decision for you and your family. That's why I want to tell you about Liberty HealthShare. As a healthcare sharing ministry, they offer you another way to care for your health by sharing medical costs in a supportive community. Programs start as low as $349 per month, and there is no network, so you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more about your healthcare sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Happy to talk about someone I've known and respected for quite a while, Mark Hutchison. Mark most recently served as our state's lieutenant governor, and now he's back full-time at his law firm, Hutchison & Steffen. One of the ways he and his partners help businesses is when they face a dispute with the government. Sometimes clients are caught up in a blizzard of regulations, rules, or procedures of a particular government body, federal, state, county, even city. Sometimes they must appear at hearings or attempt to negotiate a resolution or even fight a decision in court. No matter the problem or the need, if your business becomes entangled with government, you need the skills of the lawyers at Hutchison & Stephan. They'll help you resolve your dispute with the government so you can focus on what you do best, taking care of business. Call 702-385-2500. That's 702-385-2500. Or visit hutchlegal.com. Get the help you need and get out of the government maze. Hutchison & Stephan, your go-to law firm for administrative and regulatory law matters.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Do you suffer from aches and pains? Have you considered trying cannabis, but you don't want to smoke? Evergreen Organics has a solution for you. Delicious edibles. Evergreen Organics produces high-end infused edibles such as cookies, brownies, chocolates, and gummies. Evergreen Organics culinary-trained chefs combine the finest premium cannabis and ingredients that are handcrafted daily for your ultimate experience. To learn more about Evergreen Organics and where you can find their products, check out evergreenorganics.com. Keep out of reach of children for use only by adults 21 years of age and older.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Again, Chuck Muth joining us, the president of Citizen Outreach. And we're talking about the first day of the Joe Biden presidency. The inauguration looked like an inauguration, I guess, in a lot of senses, just a lot less people. The big question is now, what happens to the president who flew to Florida on Air Force One and ended his presidency down there in his new home? What do you think is the legacy of this presidency? When the historians get a hold of this thing years from now, what kind of story will they tell?
Well, if they're honest, which is always a question, what you'll need to do is to separate the man and his personality from his actual accomplishments and deeds and what he did. If you do that honestly, you cannot deny the successes that this man had for 4 years in the White House against all odds. It was an old joke that got started 4 years ago, and maybe even longer than that, Kevin, but it was that if Donald Trump was walking across water, people would say that meant that he couldn't swim. They would always find a way to attack this man. And yet we had an economy that he reinvigorated, including in distressed communities, like minority communities and women. I mean, the unemployment rate dropped like a rock. The successes that he had around the world, globally, with international trade deals that he improved. I mean, there's just so much that he was able to accomplish. And if you look at that and take the personality out of it and take that aside, absolutely one of the most successful presidents our country has ever seen.
And what about his role in politics going forward? He has threatened to primary folks that were disloyal to him in Congress, and I hold him as a man of his word. Do you think he will do that? Do you think he could run again in 4 years?
He could. I guess that's the whole reason for trying to impeach him and convict him, is to keep him, keep the American people from being allowed to possibly reelect him in 4 years. He certainly wouldn't be too old. You know, 4 years from now, he'd be the same age that Joe Biden was when he just got elected. So that argument's off the table. I do hope that he does stay engaged, and I think that he will at some level. I don't think anyone really knows how he's going to do that. But the idea of primarying Republicans, look, that's what I've been preaching for 25 years now. The problem is it's not a matter of starting a third party. That's been tried. It hasn't worked. There's been no success at that. The problem isn't in electing more Republicans. The problem for conservatives is to elect better Republicans. And you have to do that in the primary. Once you get to the general election, then you've got a bad Republican versus an even worse Democrat. That's not much of a choice for conservatives. So the answer is to elect or nominate conservative candidates in primaries, find conservative candidates, teach them how to be better candidates, and then help them manage their campaigns so that they can get elected in the fall. It's not the best candidate who wins, it's the best campaign that wins, and unfortunately, conservatives don't have the infrastructure that the Democrats have to recruit, train, and support conservative candidates in general elections.
My question is, if he were to start a third party, could he get another 74 million people to vote for him?
No, that won't happen, and that's the problem. You know, if you could get all the Republicans to say, "Yeah, we're going to give up our Republican registration and join Donald Trump's Patriot Party," I think that's what I saw that there's talk about naming it. You're just not going to get all those Republicans. It's a huge lift, even for someone with Donald Trump's marketing skills and ability. So what you'll end up doing is somewhat what you know, we've seen with other third parties who are more conservative leaning, is that they tend to not win elections, but they do cost Republicans elections. They siphon off just enough votes to give the Democrats a victory, and that's what would happen again with a Patriot Party if the president did that. I would much rather see him not focus on primarying Republicans that were just, you know, not nice to him or opposed him, but let's support conservative candidates in primaries and give them what they need to win the primary and then go on and win the general election within the Republican Party. It's the primaries that we got to really focus on.
And what do you sense that the Republican Party nationally is going to be doing? They put a lot of money, a lot of effort into this election. What are they going to do now? And are they going to do anything different, or are they going to try and do the same thing they've been doing?
I think they're going to try to continue to do the same things that they've been doing. The establishment Republicans that we thought we had, you know, we had gotten out of Washington, D.C. They didn't go anywhere other than into hiding, and now they're coming back out. They think that it's safe for them to come back out again, and they're going to try to recapture the control that they had over the Republican Party. And I'm afraid that that's probably what's going to happen at the national level. They kept the same chairwoman in charge of the Republican National Committee that has been there for the past 4 years, so there's not going to be any change there. And maybe there should be. I say one thing, Republicans better start taking a look at get out the vote and turning their voters out. Those two races in Georgia, the U.S. Senate races where Republicans lost, both of them lost by less than 100,000 votes, but there were 500,000 Republicans who sat that election out and didn't turn out to vote. It's not that we need to register more Republicans. We got to get more Republicans to show up and vote, and we need to reach out into the nonpartisan, you know, the independent voters, which President Trump was great at doing. He went after the minority community. He went after the black vote. He went after the Hispanic vote. And the Republican Party needs to continue that and not go back into the same way they used to do, which was just to ignore that vote and figure they couldn't get them.
So who do you like in 2024?
I love Kristi Noem.
Oh, isn't she great? She's easy on the eyes, and she's a successful governor
in South Dakota. And I think that's probably where the Republican Party should go, unless you find another Trump-like figure from outside of the political establishment, which is going to be really, really tough, if not impossible, to do. Then I would want to look at governors who have governed during this COVID crisis that did not resort to the lockdowns and the mandatory masks and all that stuff, and yet their economies are doing well. They didn't infringe upon the rights of citizens in what they did. So Kristi Noem, I think I like. The governor of Florida, Ron DeSantis. Is it Ron DeSantis or Rick Scott? No, Rick Scott was the previous governor, right?
Yes, he's now a senator.
Yeah, okay, so it's DeSantis as governor. I just don't know that I want to pull from the U.S. Senate or Congress a nominee again to go up against Joe Biden's reelection if he's still president in 4 years. I tend to like to go with a chief executive who's got some chief executive experience. So I'm looking at the governors to see which of those really stand out over the next 4 years.
Ron DeSantis, I really like, and Florida has done all the right things. They've